Okay, Erev Shabbos, we're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Vayakhel. So in a way, Vayakhel, and next week with Pekudei as well, are somewhat of a recap themselves of Truma Tetzav and Kisisa. Up until now, we knew about the Mishkan, but no work was actually done yet. Vayakhel begins with a commandment that no work is to be done on Shabbos when building the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu then instructed that anyone with Nedivas Lev should bring the necessary materials for the Mishkan, gold, silver, copper, blue, purple, and scarlet wool, goat hair, linen, ram skins, and more. He then commanded them to build the Mishkan, the structure, all the Kelim in it, and the Beidei Kuna. Klal Yisrael was very excited, brought everything that was needed, and even had to be stopped from bringing more. They were then informed that Betzalel from Shevet Yehuda and Aholiah from Shevet Dan would be leading the team of craftsmen and actually carrying out the building of the Mishkan. They were filled with all sorts of wisdom necessary to carry out the sacred task, weaving, embroidering, wood and stonework, and much spiritual wisdom as well. Parshas Vayakhel details the construction of the Mishkan, the Aron, Kaparis, Shulchan, Menorah, Tumas Beches, Kiyar, Chatzar, and the Mishkan, and lastly the Masach, the screen placed at the entrance of the Chatzar. Pekudei continues with Bigdei Kuna and more. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.